I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski. Thanks for joining me again today for another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experiences. This is the business edition of our very successful Tuesday flagship show, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. Now, you've heard me talk all about why we do this show, right? We want to go deep into business, but we want to approach the client experience always from two vantage points. How do we massively enhance customer value? And how do we continue to highlight the transformation that we help our clients get? So today, here's what I'm going to share with you. I'm going to give you four really amazing points and things to think about around how to use retreats to amplify what it is that you do with your clients. Now, look, if you've been following me for any length of time, you know that I'm super passionate about retreats. We do a lot of them here. One of my specialties is teaching the what I call the hybrid model, which is combining an in-person and an in-person experience with an online presence. And sometimes clients come to me and they've got an online business and they want to add something in person. And then other times they're all in person and they want to add something online. When you combine the two, that's what gives you the hybrid model. So, here's why I think this is such an important topic to talk about and why I think now is such a great time to do it. So it is the day after Labor Day, and that means the fall is literally right around the corner. Now, right now, between September 1 and October 31st, I believe is the best time to make decisions and decide what you're going to do either on a personal level or in your business now. And here's why this is important. The closer we get to the end of the year, the more the holidays start to creep in, the busyness, the craziness, and the tendency also with people to just kind of take a step back and kind of slack off. And while I can completely understand that, right now I think is a golden opportunity for any of you listening to think about adding retreats or intensives into your business. Now, last couple of weeks, I've talked to you a little bit about our signature group coaching program, the Retreat Ready Roadmap. This is a program that we launched earlier this year. We've had really good success with it. It's been very well received. This is actually the same process that I use to work retreats or events or intensives into my own business. And I've gotten to where I'm really good at it and it's really simple and easy for me. And when you get to that point as an entrepreneur, it's really important that you put your process on paper. And so what I decided to do, instead of offering simply just private coaching, which we do that here too, I wanted to offer a way for entrepreneurs to be able to really learn a system, not just all the parts and pieces and all the moving parts and you know, be able to figure it all out where it goes, but a system, like a plug and play system that you can just plug into your business and use every time you want to do a retreat. And that's what the Retreat Ready Roadmap is. And so in August, I recorded an episode around my masterclass that I teach twice a year, the Retreat Foundations Masterclass. And if you'd like to get a hold of those replays, and it's before September 15th when you're listening to this, just drop me a DM or reach out to me in my on my socials and we'll be happy to send those to you. But I will stick the link in the show notes. So if you're listening to this and it's before September 15th, you can definitely get your hands on those replays. They are coming down on the 15th at midnight because we start the program on the 16th, September the 16th. So, and in my last episode a couple weeks ago, I talked a little bit about why I created the program and more importantly, what we've learned this year in doing it. I think it's super important as a business owner to always be pulling the curtain back on what you're learning and why you're making decisions in your business. I think this is really missing today in the business world. There are a lot of coaches out there talking about what's working for them, what makes them five figures a month or six figures a month or whatever. It's like the newest, shiniest toy, right? And it's the online space is full of those. But what I really don't see a lot of, and I do see this some, so and I don't want to be disingenuous and say nobody's doing it, but I'm just not seeing it a lot. And I think that's a really important thing to think about. I always want you to know not only what I'm thinking and why I'm making the decisions that I'm making, But I also want you to hear what I'm learning, okay? Because personally, I learn a lot more from someone who tells me about what went wrong or what they tried to figure out or what they're still figuring out versus what went right. And I think that's super important as an entrepreneur to be able to do that because it sort of shows that you're relatable and human because we don't have it all figured out just because we're entrepreneurs. You know, we're entrepreneurs because we have a vision and we want to do it our way, right? But look, there are lots of things that don't work like we think, okay? I mean, we don't have the safety and the security of like a nice corporate job with benefits, you know? I mean, I had that for a while when I first started out. But honestly, part of what drives me as an entrepreneur is not just knowing that I can make the changes that I want and roll with it without getting permission from somebody, but it's also kind of this feeling that we are living on the edge a little bit. There's a little bit of excitement that goes with that. And that's something that really, that I really vibe with very well. If you know me, you know that I'm kind of a wide open kind of person. I'm not someone to stick my toe in the water and see what it feels like. And, oh, I just don't know if I can do this and pull my toe out. You know, if I decide I'm going to do something, I'm all in. And I don't do that because I know it all. And I certainly don't do that because I think I'm the smartest person in the room. Far from it. I do it because I feel like I can teach myself how to navigate something hard and uncertain when I do that. When I go into it with the mentality that I can't fail, I'm going to learn something that's going to help me. Now, I may not learn what I think I'm going to learn, and I may end up figuring out that I don't know as much as I think, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to know that unless I try. This is why I really firmly believe if you're thinking that retreats and events and intensives or any type of really solid, high-end in-person experience in your business is something that you're thinking about for the future. You know, whether it's later this year, whether it's next year, or even whether it's in the wild blue yonder in the distance, okay? Now is the perfect time to learn the system, get comfortable with it, understand that selling things that are in much higher touch sometimes take time with your audience. It's understanding how to envision what your role is as a retreat leader. And all these things take time. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you you're going to learn it all in a month or two and never make a mistake because that would be dishonest of me. But what I do think right now, and it's 2025, it'll be 2026 in 4 short months. Okay. What I think right now is that retreats and in-person, high-end in-person experiences are such a no-brainer now because people are craving human connection. And what's more is they want to be with other people as they experience it, okay? And then when you throw in travel or something in person, when you're away from your regular everyday routine, when you're out from behind your computer, when you're away from your busy life, this is where you have the opportunity to really make a significant shift, right? It's really hard to do that when we're in the day-to-day weeds of our everyday life, okay? So what I want to talk about today are why retreats amplify your business ecosystem, okay? This is something that I'm really good at teaching. I'm really good at helping you figure out not just what your program promise is, but I'm actually pretty good at helping you get even clearer than you think you are. And there's almost always opportunities that you can find from that to monetize more in your business, okay? But one of my big skill sets is once we figure this out, okay, and I have a process that we go through to do that, is that we can figure out together how a retreat really fits into your business. Because the most important thing here is not that you do the retreat. It's not that you have the retreat. It's not even that you go on a retreat. The most important thing is that your retreat should be an example of your promise. In other words, it should help amplify the result that you help your clients get. Okay, so what I want to do today is give you 4 solid talking points. These are things to really think about. And at the end of the episode, I'm going to give you information on how you can reach out to me if you would like to learn more about the Retreat Ready Roadmap Group Coaching Program. We start on September the 16th. I will include my calendar link in the show notes if you are interested in booking a call with me, or if you simply just want to learn more about the program and kind of keep it on your radar, that's totally fine too. Okay. All right. So here's the thing that I want you to get before I go into any of these points. When you know your core message, like the one thing that you are the best at doing with your clients. I'm sure there are several things that you can help your clients do, right? Most of us have several things that we can help our clients do. But at the end of the day, there's one thing. It's your core thing. It's your core promise, your core message, okay? Here's what I want you to understand. Retreats will not replace your business, okay? They could supercharge it, okay? So think about that as I'm going through these 4 points, okay? The whole point of this is to show you how you can amplify what you've already built. And a lot of people think when they talk to me about retreats, I don't want to stop what I'm doing. What I'm doing right now is working. What I do right now, I really love. I just really like the idea of adding a retreat to it. Okay, awesome. This episode is totally for you. So I don't want you to think for 1 minute that after this episode that you're going to need to go and shut down your business, because that is just not true. I am a firm believer in let's work with what you got. Let's amplify it. Let's make it work even better. Okay. So that's really what I want you thinking about as I share these 4 points. Okay. Point number one, retreats can create your highest value clients and your biggest advocates. Okay. Your highest value clients and your biggest advocates. Now, a lot of people talk about, you know, what's your minimum client value? What's your minimum sale? What's your average sale? What's the average amount of time someone stays with you in business? And all of that's really important. Here's the thing when you start adding retreats is that not only are you able to loop in and include people that want that higher end experience, okay? You actually turn these people into your biggest advocates. These are people that will advocate for you. These are people that will refer people to you. They will go out and sing your praises about how amazing your experience is. And believe me, in today's world, you cannot have enough of that, okay? So the old way that you might do this without retreats is, you might work with clients one-on-one or in groups. You probably get really good results. If you've been doing business for a while, you probably become known for something, okay? Maybe you might get some testimonials, some social proof. Always helps, especially in today's world. But when you add a retreat to that, think about this for a minute. Retreats can create such deep transformation that participants can become your biggest cheerleaders, okay? So when someone spends 3 to 5 days with you, let's say, on average, okay, or for example, fully immersed in what it is that you teach, okay? Like not trying to work and kind of keep their foot in the water with what you're doing, not trying to straddle the fence, not show up late, leave early. Yes, I've had people do that at my own retreats too, okay? When people allow themselves to be fully immersed in your process, they don't just get results, okay? They get a complete mindset shift. Why is that? Because they've given themselves the opportunity to disconnect from their current life and work on, start feeling into what it's like to actually live differently. Because retreats are about change. Retreats are not vacations. They're not getaways. They're not girls' weekends. Retreats are about change, okay? They'll go home. They'll tell everybody what an amazing experience that they had. They can literally become walking billboards for you, okay? So think about that for a minute. A coaching client might tell a friend about their progress. A retreat participant is going to tell everybody about the breakthrough weekend that changed their life. Okay. Now that may not always be the case because change is different for people. Okay. I've had people leave my retreats and go home and hit every single one of their goals for the next year because they were able to make that shift. And then I've had other retreat people leave my retreats and they go home and they sort of start to feel it out and feel about what works for them. I'm not saying that change is linear. It's going to happen the same way for everybody. Okay. But the whole point of immersing yourself or themselves into your experience is for them to be able to get your result faster, right? When they get the result, guess what? They live differently. They show up differently. They become a different version of themselves, okay? So the impact that this can have on your business, okay, is that one retreat can generate more referrals than 6 months of individual coaching, okay? Maybe longer. It depends on how your business model is set up. So your retreat alumni can become a very powerful marketing force for you. Think about that. We have a really good, attendance rate at our retreats of people who've been on retreats with us before. The first couple of years I did retreats, about 80% of people that would come on my retreats had been on a previous retreat. I had my participants like bring their friends. I had one participant come for 3 years and bring her business partner. Okay. I've had, you know, people that know me from when I worked in fitness come on my retreats and bring family members. I've had people that I've known in my life, you know, for the last several years come on retreat and they just keep coming back and they use it as kind of a way to check in with themselves. This is what one participant told me just this year. So there's always a way to leverage it to build your audience more. But what's more is that you're creating a much deeper, more impactful experience for the people that are there. Okay. And that's really what I'm getting at here is that this can actually supercharge your marketing if you think about it like that. Okay. All right. So point number two is retreats allow you to charge premium prices for the same transformation that you would do in coaching. Okay. So if you're in health or fitness and you're used to working with people in person in a gym, maybe you're a health coach, maybe you're a massage therapist, you know, maybe you're a chiropractor, maybe you do something else. Okay. So think about this for a minute. When people come to work with you and they're in person, right? You're not going to be able to take them through your entire system in just that one visit or two visits even, or maybe a month or 2 months of coaching. Okay. Now keep in mind, everybody learns differently and some people can get results quickly, but most people don't. Most people need time to kind of settle in and let it kind of integrate itself, the change that is, into how they live and how they show up, right? But when you bring someone on a retreat, you're able, not only are you able to go deeper, but they are too. They're able to experience a lot more than just what you do in a coaching session or a training session or a session seeing a healthcare professional or whatever, okay? So you can deliver a result in 3 to 5 days, okay? And then charge accordingly, right? So the math that matters here, and look, I don't want to make this all about the money, but let's be honest. Retreats are a great way to make more revenue in your business, not to mention increase the profits that you take home. And this is important to understand. There are a lot of people out there in the retreat space that think profit is kind of a dirty word. There are a lot of people that believe that retreat leaders should not make big money. And I really cannot for the life of me understand that. But there are people, I talk with people all the time that push back on what retreat prices are, that say it's really unethical to do that, that, you know, whatever their reasoning is. And really what that just shows me is that there is a very low money mindset in the retreat industry still, even in 2025. Okay. And so I really want to encourage you, if you're thinking about this in your business, to try to approach this through the lens of a business, okay? So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled cellevate.com, which is cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. You might love doing retreats as a hobby. It might be a big passion project for you. It might be like a retirement gig. I know I had a call with a woman earlier this year who is hoping to retire in the next couple of years, and she wants to make retreats kind of her retirement business, which is great because, you know, it's more of a passion project and a hobby for her, okay? Now, what I challenged her on is I want you to be able to put money in your pocket at the end of the day, right? It's all well and good to want to give people an amazing experience, but we're not in business to do it for free, and we're not in business to lose money. We're in business to make a living. We're in business to support our lifestyle. We're in business to, you know, support the community where we live, right? That's really what it's about. So the math that I want you to think about here is that if you charge, say, $2,000 or $3,000 for a 3-month or a 6-month program, okay, I'm making that number up. I'm just using it as an example. And you invite people to go on a retreat, you could charge anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000 for that retreat, okay, that delivers, if not the same result, a much deeper, more profound result because you're able to do it faster. Think about what that could do for the bottom line in your business, right? And how that could help you grow your revenue, okay? Clients pay more, not just for information. This is something that I really want you to hear. People don't pay for information, okay? You can go get any Google anything you want. There's all kinds of free stuff on YouTube. There's free stuff everywhere. And I'm not saying anything is wrong with that. Provide free stuff for your audience. Absolutely. But people don't pay for that. They don't pay for your experience. They don't pay for your expertise, okay? They pay for a complete immersion, elimination of distractions, and results that are accelerated. So think about that. If someone is really struggling to lose weight, to balance their hormones, to lessen the stress in their life, to get over the fear of perfectionism, to be able to finally feel good and have energy and sleep better and all those things, right? Think about that. If they're able to come on a retreat with you for 3, 4, 5 days and really dial in and learn a process, that is going to have a lot more impact on them when they get home than taking something that's long and drawn out. Now, there's nothing wrong with long and drawn out, but if you can get a result faster, that is totally worth charging more for. Okay. And you should charge more for that as a business owner. Okay. So the business amplification that I want you to understand here is that you make more money in a weekend than you would in months and months of coaching. Okay. Or endless amounts of one-on-one sessions. So retreats let you monetize your expertise at the level it deserves without doing the time for money grind, without the hamster wheel of I need to see 5 more clients today in order to pay my rent. Okay. That is not a sustainable approach, obviously, but it's not one as a retreat leader that you adopt, okay? Retreats are about space. They're about change. They're about being able to help people connect more. And you don't do that by packing more stuff in. You don't do that by working longer days. You simply do that by disconnecting, right? And buying into something different for yourself, okay? All right, point number 3 is retreats can feed literally into your entire ecosystem of your business. Most people get it wrong because they think a retreat is a separate offer. Now, we do retreats separate offers here. We do them all the time. I've done them since the very beginning. But it's not the only way that I offer a retreat. And that's what I want you to understand. Okay. Retreats can become kind of a center for you that feeds everything else in your business. Now, let me give you an example. I've got a colleague who I've gotten to be pretty good friends with this year. You guys, for those of you listening, you may know her, Erin Haig. She owns Luxury and Business Retreats, where she markets all only to retreat professionals. And so I attended her leaders retreat in May. I recorded an episode about that back in May. You may want to go back and listen to my experience as a participant. And I'm going to be leaving for Slovenia in just a few days to join her on another leaders retreat where I'm actually going to be teaching there. And so what she does in her business is she uses her retreat knowledge and her retreat business as a way to bring more people in, okay? And when you bring more people into your business because of something, then you're able to see what else is a good fit for them, right? And a lot of people know Erin for her retreat expertise and for the fact that she creates these amazing experiences for business owners. But so retreats can become the center of your business that feeds everything else. Now, Erin does other things in her business. Let me just be clear. But she uses her retreat business as a way to drive people to more of what she does in her business. And you can do the same thing in your business, okay? So here's what I want you to understand about your business ecosystem. Retreat participants can often become not just high-level coaching clients. They can join your mastermind if you have one. They can do a VIP day because they want more. Right? They can help you secure maybe a corporate workshop booking if they work for a big company, or they can help you connect you to people who maybe would do that, right? And they can help refer you to people to get you speaking engagements. Okay. So think about that for a minute. Think about what that looks like in your business ecosystem when you use retreats as a driver. So your retreat can be the intensive that shows people what's possible. Okay. Then they want more ways to work with you. That's the point I'm trying to make. Okay. In the old business model of yesterday, you know, over the last several years, you're always hunting for new clients. People go through a program, they get what they want, they move on, and you're out looking, kind of beating the bushes, looking for new clients. This is a really rampant way of doing things in the health and fitness industry still, even in 2025, okay? But with a retreat model, one retreat can fill your business pipeline for months because not everyone's going to say yes, but you are going to attract a lot of people who are interested. You're going to attract people who want to be on your list so that they don't miss the announcements of future retreats, okay? You're going to create an ecosystem of people who are engaged and warm and are waiting for the right experience that they can say yes to. And that is huge for any business owner, okay? I've had retreat participants book VIP days with me while they're on retreat. I've had them put deposits down for the next retreat. I've had retreat people that have been on retreat with me join my mastermind when they get home. So it can happen. It can happen. You just have to have a strategy and be willing to think about it like this, okay? And now my last point before I wrap up is retreats can position you as a real expert who helps people get results quickly. So I've kind of used the other talking points to talk about the benefit to your business, but I want to use this talking point to talk about why this is a good thing for you, why this is a good way to position yourself as an expert, okay? Most people believe that real transformation takes time. And to be honest with you, there's probably some truth to that, if I'm being honest. Look, people learn differently. People get results differently. People just have, they navigate things differently, okay? Not everybody is going to learn in a linear way, far from it. I have really worked with people who've been able to get results quickly. And I've worked with people that it's just taken them a while because we just don't really know what's going on with people when they start working with us, right? But retreats prove, the whole concept of a retreat proves that transformation with immersion can get fast results, okay? This is absolutely 100% true. I've actually had people come on retreat with me that have, like I said, that have gone home and implemented all of their goals. Now, their goals didn't happen overnight, but they bought into the idea that it can work for them, okay? So I just want you to understand that it is possible, okay? And not to believe that, well, it's just going to take too long, so I'm not going to do it. Well, what if it didn't have to be that way? What if you could get a result quickly? When you create breakthrough results fast, in a weekend or a 3 to 5 day experience or a week long experience that might take other coaches a much longer time to achieve, you've just branded yourself as the expert that can get things done quickly. And let me tell you something, in business, that is hugely important, okay? It's hugely important because we live in a society today where people believe they should and should get results quickly. You know, we're kind of sold that bill of goods, right? And I'm not going to say that that happens all the time because I personally believe that lasting change takes some time. But there's no reason why you can't get a fast result at a retreat if you buy into being available for it, okay? And that's my point. So, I mean, obviously, it's going to take time to implement. You're going to have bumps in the road where maybe things don't work. But here's the thing. When you become available to it, things can happen very quickly, very quickly. So here's a shift that I want you to think about, okay? So if you're a business owner and you're thinking about this and you're like, yeah, I don't know if it'll work. It's just too many moving parts and pieces. I just don't know if I can handle it or whatever. I want you to think about this for a minute. Let's take a step back from everything that I've shared with you today. If you're a business owner, you probably have one of those, what I call I help statements. I help blank, which is your ideal client. I help busy, overscheduled women with what? Like change over time, like think about what your result is, okay? So if you become known as someone who can do this on retreat, guess what? I create blank, which is the change that you help people get. That's your result or your program promise. I create blank in an intensive experience. Think about what that can look like for your business. If you get known as the person that can create change quickly, guess what? All bets are off. Okay. Everybody's going to want to know how you do it. Everybody's going to want to try to understand how that works. Okay. And this matters today more than ever because everyone's attention span is shrinking. I mean, honestly, I think people have the attention span of a gnat sometimes. We're bombarded with thousands of marketing messages every day. This is why we see people posting all over social media like constantly. And, you know, it can give you a headache, right? And it can be exhausting. But here's the thing, okay? When you become known as someone who can get people a quick win, when you can help become known as somebody who can help people get a fast result, that's powerful positioning for yourself and for your business. And that's huge in today's world. So when people see that you can create transformation quickly, they're going to trust you more. They're going to, you know, want you to help them with something bigger, with something that they think maybe they can't do. And maybe they wouldn't have asked you that before, right? They'll probably be willing to pay you more. They'll probably be more interested in other things that you offer. So think about that. There's just really no downside to it, okay? So you can become the obvious choice for people, for businesses, for high achievers, for other business owners. People will pay for fast change. I want you to understand that. So if you become branded as somebody who can do this and do it well, then the sky is really the limit. You've just opened up a whole nother pile of potential, if you will, for people to work with you and experience this. And that has no downside in your business, okay? So I just want you to think about these four points that I've shared. If for any other reason, and you're curious and you want to understand how this can work in your business, please feel free to reach out to me. You can find my calendar link and my Connect link in the show notes. If you would like to view the Retreat Foundation Masterclass replays, they are coming down on September the 16th. So if you are interested in viewing those, you will find that link in the show notes as well. That way you can just click on the link, put your email address in, and we can send them to you. Or you could just reach out to me and say, hey, I would like to see the replays, and we'll be glad to send them to you. Okay. So understand this is a really, really big edge that you can create for yourself and your business. Okay. And if you want to know more about the Retreat Ready Roadmap program, feel free to reach out to me. We can hop on a call. We can talk about it. You're under no pressure or obligation to buy. Please understand. But now is the time to be thinking and deciding, because now's the time to start learning if you want to implement this in your business in 2026. Okay. It is possible for you. I want you to understand that. Okay. That's what I got for you today, folks. Why retreats amplify your business ecosystem, why it can literally help shift the change that you can help get your clients, and why it's such a smart idea if you're a business owner now to be considering this, okay? That's what I got for you this week on the podcast, folks. I hope you have found lots and lots of value from this. If you know someone in your world who you think needs to hear this episode, please copy the link and send it to them as a free gift from me. Or again, reach out to me, come to my website, www.theallisonk.com, and just hit the connect button, send me a message, and we will be happy to take care of it for you. Thanks so much, y'all, for all your support, for always listening, following, subscribing, downloading. You guys are the reason why I show up every week, because y'all are simply the best. That's what I got for you, y'all. Y'all have a great day. We will see you next time on the podcast. Bye.